Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Good morning, Jody Hamilton. you had your Catholic schoolgirl voice working.
I did, didn't I?
This gets weirder every week.
Okay. I'm thinking of green jumpers and knee socks.
I wore blue. Oh, I wore blue.
Okay. She's our big sister. Stop that.
Yeah, I'm the adult supervision in the room.
Charlie going all spotlight over there. Charlie. I loved your piece. Your headline, Idaho botched its pandemic response. Now it's begging neighbors like Washington State for help. Mm. You can try not be cruel and unfeeling, but if I were a heart patient in Spokane, this is the problem. I just was telling the story of someone I found out is not vaccinated that said, it's a private matter. It is not a private matter. And this is exactly why. The piece you've written, you said, Idaho has decided to face the crisis by developing death panels. They're under crisis care standards of care. And again, right, having to beg other states for help.
Yeah, I mean, pandemics are not like private enterprises. They're not, personal services contracts that you contract with the virus. And, you have to live up to your end of the bargain. Pandemics are pan for a reason. Mm-hmm. It means all of us.
Right.
And at this point, I don't have any, I can't write very much more about it because the solution is so freaking obvious.
Yeah.
The reluctance to take the free solution to this entire problem is being ignored.
I feel the same.
That statistic from Alabama should guarantee that no Republican ever gets elected in Alabama again, ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Charlie, I feel the same. I don't know what else to say about it. 3 hours every day, and yet it impacts all of us.
Right.
How do you talk about anything else in some ways? We are being held hostage by this minority of people. And as you say, you quoted someone here, Idaho's not doing what it should. They don't have a statewide mask mandate. They need to do their part. They cannot rely on Washington as their stopgap. And you just said this country's patience is not inexhaustible. And that's where we are.
If you want mask mandates or if you want vaccine mandates, and for that matter, mask mandates enforced rigidly around this country, keep doing what you're doing.
Right, yeah.
Because simple survival on the part of the 70% of us who agree with, safety protocols is gonna have its terrible vengeance on you sooner or later.
Yeah, yeah. So here's the thing. I always know what's happening at the Supreme Court is awful until I read your piece and realize that it is several layers more awful than I thought that it was, because you are such a aficionado of this sort of thing. So this is obviously very bad news. The U.S. Supreme Court revealed they will hear oral arguments in the major abortion case on December 1st, kicking off a process that could ultimately cut off abortion access in dozens of states. The case out of Mississippi, Dobbs versus Jackson's Women's Health Organization, is a direct challenge to Roe v. Wade. It concerns a ban on nearly all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy and the question of whether all pre-viability prohibitions on elective abortions are unconstitutional. It is expected that at least 24 states would then immediately ban access to the procedure altogether. So, Okay. But as you, your piece basically said, the Supreme Court brief gives away the whole conservative game on abortion. Explain that, what it means. Because you,
well, there's the guy who designed the Texas law is this wingnut lawyer from Texas named Mitchell. Mm-hmm. And if you read his amicus brief to the Dobbs case, he gives the game away in that the target has really never been Roe. Roe was the low-hanging fruit. The target is Griswold. The target is the fact that the conservatives do not believe there is a right to privacy inherent in the Constitution. And in this amicus brief, which I urge everybody to read, Mitchell makes it plain. He says that they should issue a ruling that leaves Obergefell and Lawrence, which are the two major gay rights decisions, quote unquote, hanging by a thread. That's what they're after. They're not, I mean, that Roe would be great. I mean, that will make a lot of their Christian base really happy. But the privacy right is the real target. And that's what we have to be aware of.
Well, you said anyway, people generally...
Frankly, I don't think the Democrats are.
You said people generally like privacy, and they generally like the things they do in private, especially as regards sexy time. So directly attacking Griswold was rightly deemed to be a political loser. But it's, I mean, as you say, this goes to more than just that, right? Where is this part? It chilled my homo heart, Jody. You said this is stuck. You're talking about Griswold versus Connecticut is stuck in the conservative craw ever since it was applied to birth control, abortion, gay rights, and a number of other things that make the conservative id feel all icky. So it basically says there is no specific right to privacy at all in the Constitution.
Exactly, and that has been a very popular theory within conservative legal circles forever. I mean,
yeah.
Roe gave them a foothold. And the steady, you know, whittling back and quite honestly, the mushiness of many Democrats on the issue gave them the opening that they have now.
Well,
I don't trust. I think John Roberts could very well dissent from that Mississippi case and it would still.
Yep.
You know, it would still go through 5-4.
Yeah.
Aye.
I think he's going to find himself on the losing end of a lot of 5-4 decisions, unless he, you know, acts like, you know, the Amy Coney Barrett's and Justice Drunky John, go along with that.
It's rapey McPerjury. Okay. You said it's hard to believe the court would engage in a sweeping evisceration of privacy rights, but it's not as hard to believe it as it was even 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So that is chilling. And you wondered why suddenly you said we're in the middle of a very strange We Are Not Hacks Over America tour that has featured both Amy Coney Barrett and Clarence Thomas protesting far too much about what a clear and objective institution the Supreme Court is. So it's just, you're like, why are, first of all, Amy Coney Barrett is talking about how they're not partisan hacks at a Mitch McConnell event introduced by Mitch McConnell at the Mitch McConnell Center, right?
Yeah. I mean, those two speeches were political speeches, which justices of the Supreme Court are not supposed to give. But they were clearly political speeches. They clearly had the political purpose of camouflaging what the conservative majority of the court is up to.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another thing that shouldn't happen.
You know, and it's interesting, on the other side, we have, you know, doctors and pastors speaking out, which I think is significant. This lawsuit, you know, the doctor in Texas that stepped forward and said, I gave an abortion. He said,
well, have you seen the latest on that?
Yeah.
Well, the guy who turned
him in. Well, I was just going to say, so the lawsuit that could test the constitutionality of the nation's most restrictive abortion ban was filed in Texas Monday against a doctor who admitted performing an abortion considered illegal under the new law. It was filed by a physician in San Antonio who is not in jail, but he is a convicted a convicted felon in Arkansas, right?
And he's also admitted he only did it for the money.
Yes, he is a convicted. He's currently serving his 15-year federal sentence on home confinement. And he said, if the state of Texas decided it's going to give $10,000 bounty, why shouldn't I get that $10,000? He is right.
I mean, his self-interest is so obvious, I almost admire him.
Right. He was convicted of tax fraud in 2010.
Oh, even better.
So he was
he is
a felon from Arkansas that has filed a lawsuit against.
Well, he needs the cash.
Good God. But, you know, I thought this pastor was so interesting, Charlie, a Baptist pastor from a southern city in a conservative red state. He says, I do know firsthand who suffers when politicians attempt to limit the right of every person to determine whether, when, and how to become parents. I also know how vital it is for people of faith to speak up in these religious spaces and show how strongly we disagree with government officials who would play politics with the health and well-being of people from our communities. I mean, everybody keeps saying it, but they are the car that's the dog that's caught the car, mm-hmm. right? I mean,
well, we'll see. I mean, you know, I keep hearing that and I agree with them. And I think it's probably a political disaster if they go all the way through with it.
Charlie,
but I don't know anymore.
One of the main things,
the country's tolerance for craziness is far wider and deeper than even I thought it was.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Charlie, one of the main, you saw this, Jody, in the polling out here in the recall. One of the main things people mentioned is we didn't want to become Texas.
Yep.
They mentioned specifically the Texas law
yeah.
as what motivated people to get out and vote in California.
Yeah, but I mean, is it going to work in Nebraska, Kansas, or Illinois?
A lot of women are pissed.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I hope they are.
We didn't throw out our pussy hats. We got them. We still have them.
I hope they.
There's a march on October 2nd.
I hope they put it into action.
Yeah.
You know, because the only thing you can really do if the Supreme Court is hell bent on doing what we think it's hell bent on doing is vote out the people who confirm these judges.
Yeah.
And have you can't
have the FBI.
You can't do anything about the judges. They're there.
Right.
I mean, you can expand the court and
if the FBI does a real investigation of rapey McPerjury, I'm just saying.
Well, there's also that too. But in terms of what we can do, in our politics, it's to vote out the politicians who enable them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what we can do.
Curious, as a fantastic journalist yourself, we've been talking about the Bob Woodward, Robert Costa book, and I keep saying they have to call it now a warning, but what this would have been important to know during the impeachment. I mean,
I posted that on the very first blog post I did on that book. Number one, I went through the allegations, which are astonishing.
Yeah.
But the very first thing I said was, where the hell were you guys?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's more important for us to know what you know than it is for you to make money on a book.
And they still would have made money on the book.
The book still would have sold.
That's the way I've always looked at the business. Find the information, you confirm the information, and then you relate the information.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, they're like, holy cow, this is a national security crisis. I mean, Charlie, this is a coup that they needed to say something.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is conducting a mild coup d'etat himself to make sure Crazy Man doesn't launch a bomb at Iran.
Yeah.
That would have been nice to know at the time.
Yeah. I heard Woodward say last night that, you're going to be apologizing to General Milley when, this whole everything comes out that, he saved us from. But I mean, the fact that nobody said anything at the time, during the impeachment trial in particular, I mean, Charlie, right. it's what happens? This does not happen in other countries when there's an attempted coup. They don't just go, oh, well. I mean, this has got to be punished, doesn't it?
I've thought so from day one. I thought he should have been impeached I thought he should have been impeached in impeachment one, but I think he certainly should have been impeached in impeachment two. It's become clearer by the day. This memo, this 6-point memo, it shouldn't be that easy to overthrow the government.
Yeah.
But there's an evil logic to that memo that shows you, that's the game plan.
Yep.
Yeah. If this was a dress rehearsal, that's the game plan.
Yeah.
Because, and the idea that Mike Pence had to agonize over this decision.
Yeah.
This, you talk about something that will guarantee him that he gets no votes.
Yes.
In the Republican
what
primary.
A spineless, cowardly weasel on from both sides, right? I mean, just tried everything he could to try and do this.
To call Dan Quayle, who's, minding his own business out in the 18th hole in Arizona. you know, and, you know, getting ready to have a couple at the 19th hole. And he can, you know, Dan Quayle, who's, by the way, over 70 now.
Yeah, hard really? To believe. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw that in one of the stories, and I was like, wow, Dan Quayle's like 73 now.
That's amazing. Yeah.
But, you know, and, you know, he's out there, and he's having a grand old time, and all of a sudden, you know, his idiot successor calls him up and says, and Dan Quayle has to say, you know, fuck up, Sparky. You know, this is, he said, and speaking on behalf of all the vice presidents of the United States, this is the only move you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is astounding.
Al Gore had to certify George W. Bush's election.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah. I know. I mean, it's.
And it was Al Gore who had to gavel down.
Yeah.
All the members of the House.
Yeah.
Who came over and challenged it.
Yeah.
They didn't have the Senate to back him up.
Even mm-hmm. for him, wasn't the latest statement from the Office of the Vice President? Wasn't it really? Okay. Well, we don't have to do it, but.
What was that?
Okay. Wasn't it particularly screechy? Like, I'm going, is it this Weisselberg thing finally? Like, why? Oh, my God. It was very screechy, his latest statement. I don't know if it's the Woodward book or the Weisselberg investigation getting closer.
The walls are closing in.
Exactly.
I was like, what? It didn't even make sense.
They're in the trash compactor in the Death Star.
Yes.
And
it's starting to.
And that little wormy thing's coming
up. With the rest of the garbage.
Exactly.
All right. Well, DOJ's got to, I mean, well, chop, chop.
What? I'm sorry. What?
I said the DOJ's got to chop, chop here. This is federal. This is, I mean, don't you think? Who else prosecutes this coup? It's got to be the DOJ, doesn't it? I mean, I don't know what George is doing, but that's only one prong of this coup.
Yeah, I mean, I presume the Georgia prosecution and the investigation is still going on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, in terms of events relating to January 6th, that's, you know, those are all federal crimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I'm not wired enough to know what's really going on, but it sure seems like nothing's going on.
Well, it feels like it's the end of the world, and it seems like you and Jody could both get spousal exceptions for whatever you would do in your grief and fear.
It's called a hall pass.
We're holding on to a comfy suite in the bunker.
All right. Adieu, Charlie. Adieu.
Thank you,
Charlie. Bye.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, honey. Mwah. Bye.